It's time for Benedictin Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Summer golf and weekend barbecuing will soon be behind us. With Raven football and fall upon us, it may be a great time to review your investment and retirement portfolio. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's healthy to prepare for the coming winter. If you're looking for a second opinion or a financial planning review, give them a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth Management, Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance offered through an Avantax-affiliated insurance agency.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
And with that, we welcome you to the Ralph Dolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for college basketball this evening. Now you got to be asking yourself, you're like, gee whiz, where have you been all night? It's like 7 o'clock almost. Well, because it is a single game, guys game only this evening, and the ladies not playing it. So with that, we have a little later start for the single contest. So that's just kind of the shake out of that, long and short. Joseph, he's our producer and engineer back at the Care Radio Sports Studios. Izzy's with me here tonight, sitting in. Tom Couch, happy to have you along here this evening. It looks to me, and I don't know, I don't get any of the memos, but what do you think? Is it a Boy Scout night or something or what?
It must be. They're all so cute.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going there, but yeah, they're all in their little, you know, gear and equipment and sitting with a bunch of, you know, guys wearing similar, albeit in a larger size, gear and equipment. So yeah, I think it's Boy Scout night here at the Nolan.
And in the hallway, I think there are some very large flags for some very small people.
Okay. Well, maybe we're going to have a little flag thing here at the start of the game, huh? Well, you hear the roar from the crowd and across the way? Well, that is because the Ravens opponent tonight, Avila, has come out of their locker room and has taken the court. Avila out of South Kansas City, Missouri. Long-time independent school like Benedictine, and ultimately then they joined the Heart of America Athletic Conference, and then after that, ultimately they decided that that was not a fit that they could compete with. They changed their affiliation to the KCAC, where they have been more competitive, and they are here tonight to, you know, kind of renew a rivalry, and both of these teams getting a little preseason work in. I would love to tell you more about them, but with that in mind, we're going to take a real quick timeout. We'll be back. We're going to bring you starters, a little more insight into the game, and then it's Benedict and Vince basketball this evening on Cape Radio right after this.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hey, welcome back once again to the Nolan Gymnasium here on the Benedictine College campus. And both clubs are now out on the court going through their pregame warm-up drills. About ready to get underway with business here tonight. Lady Ravens are going to be here at home this weekend with their annual classic. So if you're looking for somewhere to go or something to do or somewhere to be, you can, you know, keep that in mind. Maybe get that on your itinerary. As for us here on K-Radio, Gus and I are going to be at the ODAC Saturday. The Olathe District Activities Center, which is going to be the home site for the Benedictine football game as the Ravens will be hosted by Mid-America. It will be game 11, final regular season game of the year for Benedictine, with postseason looming large in the very, very future. So join us, Raven football Saturday. Pregame at about 12:30 and tip-off 1 o'clock, Ravens Pioneers. That all said, how about we take a moment and discuss the starters for the game tonight. First of all, for Avila and seventh season head coach Bill Sloan. He is going to be starting. Well, let's see. Do we have time for that, or are we going to do the anthem first? Tell you what, Joseph, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back and bring you the starters and the tip right after this.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue, in Atchison.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 59. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 75. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 62. Turning cooler Thursday and Friday with highs from the upper 30s to the upper 60s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Hey, welcome back to the NOLA Gymnasium. We've just been fortunate enough to share a national anthem with the local. Okay, now Joseph knows these things, so I'm going to like not do a good job, and he's going to be like yelling at the microphone from the background here. But some Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts and maybe Weeblos. I don't know, some of the bigger ones in kind of khaki shirts with all the patches, and some of the smaller ones and kind of blue, and they've also got patches on the shoulders and such. And one of the guys has got a cool little like a bright orange neckerchief, and I bet that means something like really excellent. So got that going on. So that was very good. And now with that done, let's take a look at the starting lineup for the two clubs here tonight. Avila, again, under head coach Bill Sloan, comes into the ball game at 1-1. And Avila is going to be starting Octavian Williams. He's a 6'2" Donovan LeBron from Wichita, Kansas, out of Redwoods Community College. Dante Simpson from Union City, Tennessee, a 6-foot senior from Elizabethtown Community College. Out of Kansas City, Missouri, 6'4" senior Tremaine Banks out of Missouri Valley College. Out of Redwoods Community College, a Grayson, Georgia native, 6'6" sophomore, Brandon Johnson. And from Milwaukee Tech, 6'6" sophomore, DJ Patia. For the Benedictine Ravens, head coach Ryan Moody, associate coach John Peer. Benedictine is going to be starting Sam Ungashik, a 6-foot freshman from Blue Valley West High School in Overland Park. From Kansas City, Missouri, 6'2" junior, Ahmad Lewis. Jaden Timmy, a Creighton Prep guy out of Omaha. He's a 6'6" senior. You'll find Braden Belt from Andover Central High School in Andover, Kansas. He's a junior at 6'1". And rounding it out for Benedictine at the post, you'll find Tyson Cassidy, the 6'6" senior from Liberty North High School in Liberty, Missouri. Benedictine in the home whites with red and black. Avila in the purple and Vegas gold. We're set to go, and hope you enjoy it. Teams come to the center. Ball goes up, and it's batted around. We're underway. Benedictine is going to control it down, and Ravens are going to be on offense to begin things here tonight. He's keeping the basketball over to the right side, comes out on top, a bit of a hit sink by Ungashik, drops it off on top, 3-point, no. We're going to go back down off the Braden Belt, miss. Here comes Avila. Are you going to do this one, or you want me to just do these?
You got it.
I got it. Okay. Avila with the basketball over to the right side, looking in, no room, falling away, the jump shot rattles home. Avila has broken out on top on a jumper by Tremaine Banks, and it is 2-0. BC will work it around to the right side. Yes. All right, I guess there was a shot went up, missed, but here's a follow-in. Timmy with a bucket and two. Jaden Timmy hits the bucket, draws the foul, coming to the line with a 3-point opportunity. We are less than a minute into the game. Taking his time, on his way, perfect. That foul, by the way, is on. You don't want the Benedictine one?
No.
Okay. That foul, well, I guess I've lost it, so we'll see what's going on. We're over a minute into the ball game. Octavian Williams with the foul. Here comes Avila with the basketball. A little over a minute into the game. Avila back it in, down the left side, coming off the block, falling away from the baseline. Shot is up, no good. Timmy coming down with the rebound, falls to the floor, travels with the ball. then slams it to the floor. Surprised he didn't get a little word from somebody, but it's all good.
It's the beginning of the game.
Huh?
It's the beginning of the game.
Yeah? It is. And he is an intense guy who plays hard all the time. Now the officials are slowing the game up. We're going over to the scorer's table where the two coaches are having words across the middle of the court as to where the coaching box is. Each one trying to tell the other where they need to be standing. I like how this is starting. Minute and a half into the game, Benedictine leading it 3-2. Up to the left side with the basketball. Shot from the top, up short, rebound pulled down. Brandon Johnson, shot's going to be batted away. It's going to be lost out of bounds. And off Benedictine, there'll be 17 on the shot clock. Raymond's hosting Avila for the third straight time. For the third straight season, rather, in the Nolan Gym. Fourth time since they left the conference. Now the shot goes up and misses. Three players are on the floor, scrumming for the loose basketball. Jump ball called. Possession will go to Avila. 18-18 to play in this opening quarter, opening half, guys game. 18-18 to go in the opening half. And now the official comes over to the scoring table. They'll reset that time. 13 now on the shot clock. We get just a minute, mop the floor down, and this game is moving rather at a snail's pace here in the early minutes. It'll come in to Avila over on the right side. Way out on top. It's going to be Dante Simpson. Simpson works to the baseline, lobs it off on top, gets it there to Padilla. He'll throw up a prayer. It's an air ball at the end of the shot clock. So Avila ends up with a valueless possession. Did not even get a decent look at the rim, and the shot missing goes out of bounds on the fly. Benedictine will bring it up the court. 2 minutes into the ball game, Raymond's in front of the Eagles, 3-2. BC down the floor. Here's Ungershick with it. Gets it out. Tyson back to Ungershick. Feeds in the middle. Timmy goes up and throws it down. Jaden Timmy with the dunk and the foul. Foul is going to be on Tremaine Banks. Jaden Timmy playing hard in the early going. And as quickly as that, Coach Sloan is going to go to the bench. And he is going to make maybe a couple of substitutions. This is Jonathan Cosby out of Pattonville High School, a 6'8 sophomore. First guy that was not a transfer that we've seen tonight for Avila. Free throws up and good. Timmy has all six Benedictine points. Ravens leading it 6-2. Avila coming up the court with the basketball. Dumps it over to the left side. Underneath is going to be Cosby. Spinning, twisting, turning. Great defense underneath by Tyson. Comes back out on top to Dante Simpson. Avila works it back over to the right side. Kicks it into the corner to Jalen Dinkins, who's just come in. Dinkins out of Blue Springs High School, 6'1 senior. Here's a shot from the top, up, no good. Timmy coming down with a rebound. Here comes Benedictine. Ahmad into the forecourt, dumps it down the right side. Ravens will go to the right block, out on top, to the point. Right side, Ahmad on the court once. Squaring up, Sam, three, short. Rebound, Tyson, BC on top. The next three, yes! For it and bounce. Avila has seen enough, and they're going to take a timeout. We'll enjoy it with them at 17:05 to go in the opening half. Financial Center, where it's Benedictine 6, Avila 2.
Skyway Bates at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Ravens leading the ball game. Make sure I got it right to you. 9-2. Benedictine. Timmy with six and Braden Bell hitting that three that pushed Avila into taking a timeout. Now working around to the right side. Take it all the way to the wing. That's going to be Simpson with the basketball. Comes out on top. Octavian Williams. Down to the left side. The three's up. It's way off the mark. And rebounding it down is going to be Ungashik. Here comes Sam down the right there. What a screen set! And the driving shot misses. Wow, he was wide open, and Kimmy had just blocked out two guys. Coach Osborne needs to be talking to him. He took out two. And here we come back around to the right side. The dish over to the edge. Back to the top of the key. Hamlin with the ball. Spin it 360. Drop a shoulder shot. Blocked by Tyson Canty. And the official from the top says he touched him on the top of the head. It looked clean, but they're going to call Tyson for his first foul of the ball game. It'll be Benedictine team foul one tonight. And Hamlin coming to the free throw line. The shot up and rolls around and good. So the first point for Brandon Johnson out of Grayson, Georgia. 9-3, Benedictine. One more. No. Rebound tipped out, and they're going to say it's out of bounds. No, they're going to call a foul. They're going to call a foul on that, on Avila's Jalen Dinkins. So Dinkins will pick up a foul. It'll be team foul three by Avila, and Benedictine will bring it up the court. They will be met across the timeline defensively. 16:20 to go in the opening half. Ravens with a 9-3 lead. Ungashik will go right side. Now the feed underneath to Tyson. Kathy backs in, dishes out, dumps it left. Ahmad, uncontested, rainbow shot, no. Rebound, Kimmy. Back to Ahmad. Now into the corner to Sam. 15 now on the shot clock. Belt, here's another shot. Up. That's the three. Way outside Ahmad Lewis. It is 12-3 Benedictine. 15:45 to go. Opening half. Avila has not found his offense. Maybe they don't have one. Here's a shot up. No good. And an offensive foul in the middle. Going to be whistled on. Going to be whistled on Dylan Holloman. Right? Yeah, Dylan Holloman has come in. He's out of Jamestown University. He's an old Jimmy from Jamestown. His original home, Orlando, Florida. Ravens out on top with it. Jaden Timmy back over. It comes to Braden Belt. Again to the right block, Tyson. Timmy, the long three. Boom! Jaden Timmy, three more. It's now 15-3 Benedictine at 15-15 to go in the half. Avila, frustrated. Ravens have maintained an intensity. Here's a three from the left side. Looks good, is good. Knocking it down, getting the first points in a long time for Avila is Dinkins. Down 15-6. BC round to the left side. Jumping it underneath is going to be Braden Belt. Avila is in a little zone deep. Here's a baseline three. Ahmad in and out, won't drop. And a rebound will be pulled down by Cosby. Cosby kicks it over to Holloman. All the way down to the baseline. Gets trapped there. Ball batted away. Taken down by Tyson Canty. Here comes the BC offense. Coach Moody, I would think, has to be quite proud of how the team is playing defense here. And now Timmy goes up with the shot. Draws a foul. Tonight, Jaden Timmy is putting on an exhibition. Foul is going to be on Jonathan Cosby. It'll be his first. It's going to be team foul five for Avila. Timmy back at the free throw line. Throws in another one. Benedictine will make his first two substitutions of the ball game. You're going to find Jake Thompson and Joel Adise entering the game. Jake, a 6-foot senior out of Rockers High School, and Joel, 6'6 senior out of Delta State, Nigeria. Free throws, first one and the second one does not drop. It is 16-6 BC. Here's a long three on the other end. It's up, no good. Ahmad Lewis coming up with the board. Benedictine on the run. Inside 14 minutes of play in the half. Ravens will get off on top. Timmy with it. Comes over to the right side to Thompson. Jake looks it over to the right block. Backing in to Dese. Top side, Timmy. Back to the left. That's a long three. Nope. Rebound to Dese. Couple of head fakes later. Should have gone straight up with it instead of trying to juke the defender. And it's going to be stripped out of his hands as they brought it down. Taken away by Avila. Up court is Dinkins. Here's about a 12-footer from the left side. No good. A decent with a rebound. Has it taken away from him again? Just gives it up. And the shot is up and good for Brandon Johnson. 13:25 to go in the half. The Raven lead now is trimmed to 16-8. BC's Braden Belt to the free throw line. Gets to Timmy. Behind the back pass. The shot. Ahmad for three. Wow. A little razzle-dazzle. The behind the back pass. And Ahmad Lewis wide open. Drops it in. 19-8 Benedictine. 13 minutes to go. Opening half. Backing it away, standing all the way near the center circle, Dante Simpson. Being guarded by Belt. Now Simpson from the top of the key. Rebounding it down to Adise. Joe, a tremendous athlete. And Benedictine coming up the floor. Jake Thompson comes top of the key. Dumps it back over to the right side to Timmy. Looks into the middle. Now they'll go inside. Hook shot. Adise misses from an eight. Squarely in the middle of the lane. Could not get the shot to fall. And back up four with it. Here comes Avila. 12:20 to go in the half. Ravens up 11. Here in the Nolan Gymnasium in Atchison, Kansas. Men's College Basketball. Glad to have you with us. Three-pointer from the right wing. Won't go. Adise sweeps the board down again. Benedictine's Jake Thompson coming up the court. Now the ball slapped out of bounds across the way. And Timmy coming off the floor. He'll get his first breather of the game. Also checking out will be Braden Belt. The Ravens are going to come in with both Preston Reynolds and into the game will come Messias Dockery. Preston, a 6'5 freshman from Shawnee Mission East, and Messias, a 5'10 freshman from Park Hill South. Left side, Ahmad to Rainbow. That's three more, Ahmad Lewis! Ahmad's third three of the game, and it's now 22-8. We're at 11:45 to go in the opening half. Ravens are on a 100-point pace right now. Phenomenal. Around to the left side, all the way down to the baseline. Benedictine defense. Cutting off Jordan Gilmatt, who's in the game. Now the Ravens are going to come up with a steal. Benedictine down the floor. Top side with it is Dockery. Gets it in the middle. Adise travels with it. No whistle shot up. No. Rebound Ravens. Follow shot. Three. Jake Thompson. And another. Avila. Timeout. We'll take the break. Joseph is on Benedictine in the Nolan right now with 11:11 to go in the half. Ravens 25. Avila 8.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Tremendous start for the Benedictine Ravens, and Jaden Timmy has been red hot. He has 10 points in the game. And in fact, Jaden Timmy became the latest member of the men's basketball program to reach 1,000 points as a Raven. And Benedictine's game the other night against Southwestern College that was Saturday, finished with a game high 15 points in 31 minutes. He's now 1,011 coming into the game tonight. And how many Benedictine players do you think have scored 1,000 in their career? It's more than you think.
I'm going to go with the solid 7.
41.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Coaches more than you thought. Yeah, that's a lot of points. There have been some great players and some guys who could score the basketball in these Raven teams.
A lot of shooters.
10:50 to go. First half. Avila will pull up the three. They hit one from the outside. That bucket belongs to Jordan Gilmatt out of Union City, California. Came from Ohlone College. O-H-L-O-N-E. Here's a three for the Ravens. They will not fall for Messiah Dockery. Back down court comes Avila. Approaching the midpoint of the half, and the ball is going to be knocked away down to the baseline and lost out of bounds off the fingertips of Preston Reynolds. Avila back to the bench again, and once again we're going to get Dante Simpson checking into the game. I'm really trying to get some internet. I know it's not going to work. I know this. And now we'll have a foul in the backcourt.
I think it's against Brandon Johnson.
It is. Brandon Johnson. Well done.
Yeah.
25-11 Benedictine. 10 minutes to play in the first half here in the Nolan. What a great crowd. I mean, there are tons of students. Got to love this. Now, Preston gets pushed from behind to the floor, but looks like he's going to jump up and be all right. When you see a player tumble like that, it's very easy to find yourself with a twisted ankle or some kind of an injury, but he seems to be just fine. BC brings it in. Adise, right side of the lane, goes cross-court. Messiah Dockery brings it out to the top. That's going to be Jake with it. Messiah starts in, skips it over. Jake Thompson goes three. And the long rebound pulled down by Dante Simpson. Simpson for Avila, bringing it up the court. 9:40 to go in the half. Ravens sitting at 25-11. Here's a three, baseline left. That's an air ball caught on the fly by Adise. Here comes BC. Messiah will go over to the left edge, jumping it there to Belt. Avila keeps switching up defenses. Right now they're in a little zone, no matchup zone, and there's a three for Messiah Stockery. And Benedictine from the perimeter has been absolutely spectacular. 9:20 to go in the half. Avila bring it back up topside. Dante Simpson, they got him listed at 6 foot tall. I think I tower over him, so that means it's not right. Here's a shot from the left. It's a three. Knocking that one down for Avila is Tremaine Banks, the starter out of Missouri Valley College. 8:50 to play. The half moving along pretty briskly here. Dockery over to the right side. Coach Moody has used, what, 9 players so far, to the best of my notes. Passed down to the baseline for Adise. He's going to be slapped out of his hands, knocked out of bounds by Banks. And we're going to get the under 10 media timeout. We're taking a break here in the Nolan. 8:38 to go. Opening half, Ben's College Basketball, where it's Benedictine 28, Avila 14.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Checking into my notes a little bit further, it is, in fact, 9 deep that Raven head coach Ryan Moody has gone so far this evening. The last 10 times these two teams have met, Ravens are 7-3 with an average margin of victory in those 7 wins of 14 points. So, Benedictine has had the better of Avila, and not just today, but over the years and over the decades, and back when we were going down to the Mabee Center on the Avila campus, and they were coached by a guy named Bill Warris. I don't know if you have heard of him, remember him, knew him. Here's a shot for the Ravens from the left. It's off the mark. Rebound, Preston. Up and in! Wait. They will say it was not out of his hand before the shot clock elapsed. And a wipe off the shot by Preston Reynolds. Bill Warris, longtime head coach down at Avila. Matter of fact, if you go down there today, you see a name autograph down on the court. That would be Bill's. Bill Warris court now. After leaving Avila, he went on to be the Johnson County executive and pretty much ran the government for Kansas City, Missouri for a number of years. frankly, he was a funny guy, a great guy to be around. And he was a serious competitor. He didn't like losing. Going to have a foul on Benedictine's Preston Reynolds right there. And Avalon will be putting in a play at their offensive end. 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. They'll reset it to that. End of the lane. Changing hands. Shot up. No. Follow shot. Yes. The bucket to Emilio Elliott at a Rock Valley Community College for Avalon. Emilio, 6'5" sophomore. If you haven't noticed it as we've gone through this Avalon lineup. Cross-court pass to Jane Timmy's back of the game. Kicks it over again to Braden Belt. Belt for three. Wow, what a shot. Second three for Braden Belt tonight. 31-16 Benedictine. 7.5 to go in the half. I'm going to say a majority. Yeah, more than a majority of Benedictine's points have come from three-point range. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So 24 of Benedictine's 31 points have been on three-point shots. Six more of them have come on conventional three-point plays. Another pass is going to be batted away from Reynolds. And up with it will come Ablett. Coast to coast. Rejects it, Timmy on the baseline. Chase Timmy playing a great game tonight. So for the Ravens, the ball on there on defense. Now it's going to be putting the ball in play down to the baseline at 6:57 to go. Three, the shot in, up and good. Quickly up and in off the inbound play, and that bucket belongs to Micah Salamone, the freshman of St. Charles, Missouri. Here's BC. Feeding to Timmy, and we're going to get a blocking call. Jane Timmy had taken a beautiful kickback pass, driving into the lane, and before the shot, a foul is going to be called, putting Ahmad Lewis on the free throw line. That is going to be the first foul of the ball game for Avila's Dante Simpson. Team foul 7 by Avila. Benedictine, conversely, has committed only 2 so far tonight. Ravens are going to be running Tyson Caffey back to the scorer's table. Ahmad for the 1-1. Got the front half. So 10 points, Ahmad Lewis. 10 points, Jaden Timmy already tonight. Belt with 6, Thompson, Dockery, 3 apiece. This free throw up, rolls out, won't go. 32-18 Benedictine. At 6.5 to go in the half. Apple will walk it up, and now we've got a big collision underneath. Timmy knocked to the floor, and this is going to... He's calling a foul. Coach Mooney's thinking there was something bad happened. Look at this. He's got Ahmad out there grabbing the mop. Nobody else getting it? Ahmad says, stand back. I'll handle this. 6:20 to go in the half. Ravens with a basketball, and as he walks up the court, Sam Ungashick swings by and talks to Coach Moody. Pass in the middle and kicked away, but saved nicely out on top by Ahmad. Ravens are running the offense. Coming off the screen, driving in, left-handed shot, up, won't drop. Rebounding it down to Avalon. 5:55 to go in the half. Avila flying down the court. The kickback squared up. Top of the key, 3. Nope. And Tyson got tangled up. Didn't see the ball come, but luckily for Benedictine, as it goes out of bounds, it'll have gone off an Avila player, and the Ravens back up the court with it. BC in those home whites. Avila with the purple with, yes, that is Vegas gold. Here's his speed to the right block. Back out on top. The 3 for Belt. In and out. Rerunning it down is DJ Patia. Milwaukee Tech. I can only imagine that somewhere in Wisconsin, yeah? Ball on the floor. Abel's going to pick it up. Save it on top. Here goes 3. Rebound. how to play Raven ball. Again, with no statistical information to share with you, I can tell you the Ravens are shooting all right. They're shooting phenomenally well from three, and Atlas shooting percentage has been quite poor. And frankly, it's not because they're not a good team. They are. They come into the game at 1-1, but Benedictine's defense tonight has been absolutely excellent.
Yeah, it's had very great communication.
Gotta love that, right?
Love it.
Timeout. We're getting a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. 5:06 to go, opening half. Benedictine 32, Avila 18.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Ravens leading it by 14 here with just over 5 minutes to go in the opening half. They have led by as many as 17 a couple of different times in the game here tonight. Talked about them earlier. I'm going to mention them, I imagine, a handful of times more as the evening goes on. But the crowd here tonight, absolutely outstanding. Not only a lot of people, which is always nice to see, a lot of faces here, but they are understanding the game. They are into the game. They are paying attention to the game. They are cheering on their home team. It makes for an outstanding basketball environment here in the Nolan Gym. Benedictine putting it in play, and here's Ungashik with it over on the left side. Avila, again, really staying largely with the zone defense in the 2-3 right now. And the Ravens have taken advantage of that by shooting. Uh-oh, there's a feed underneath. And Tyson Cathy gets a shot away, but we're going to have a foul call on Benedict prior to the shot, so wipe that one away.
It's like the Mop Boys doing right now.
Yeah. Ungashik picks up that foul. So for the Ravens, that is only three team fouls in the first half, 4.5 minutes before intermission. Twisting, turning, kicking the ball over to the baseline, left long cross court, over to the right side, trying to think about the outside shot instead, driving in. Is that travel, another Euro step? Is that what that really was?
That was an amazing Euro step.
It was amazing, all right. 4, 5, 6, 8 steps later. Here's Benedictine, 32-20. They lead. Here's Ahmad into the lane. No, and a rebound slapped away out of bounds. It'll be off the Ravens. 4:05 to go in the half. Frankly, for as many struggles as they've had, Avila is probably, you know, here down only 12, probably closer than they maybe should have expected to be right now. Skip pass over to the right side. Backing in on Timmy. Now the one-hand shot, no good. And Jaden Timmy coming up with a rebound. BC flies up the floor. Sam outlets it in. Way too tall. Back up with it will come Avila. They'll drive, and the shot's going to be blocked away out of bounds. And it's going to be, first thing, it's off Timmy. Jaden thought he blocked it, and then the ball had come off Jalen Dinkins' foot. The official underneath the goal says no. Backhand will come to Avila. Knocked away for a minute by Ungashik. As big as all of the out-of-doors. Here's a three. It's up. No. Tipped around. Rebound Ravens and Braden Bell. Right side comes Sam. He'll stop in front of the Avila bench. BC will swing it around the outside. Ball batted away for a moment, but Braden able to handle it, puts a move on. The crowd loves it. Here's a three from the left side. Nope. Long rebound, Benedictine. Braves are going to reset the offense. The lob over to the left side. Knifing into the lane. One-handed runner off the window, and it won't go. Rebound slapped around. Out of bounds. Which way is it? Raven ball. Here's the thing about the crowd coming tonight also. Raven fans understand that tonight's game is going to be the final home game for Benedictine until, are you ready for this? November the 30th.
Whoa.
So it's going to be over 3 weeks before they are back home again. And that will be a conference game with Baker.
Very, yeah, very competitive.
So there you go. It's going to be a long time before the fans get to see the guys at home. Of course, they'll be seeing the ladies here beginning with this weekend. Underneath, here's a little layup. It's up. Nope, but a foul is going to send the Ravens. Joel Adese sprawling to the floor.
Joel
was getting ready to go up and dunk that, but he was too far underneath.
Yeah.
So Joel Adese will come to the free throw line.
The foul was on Brandon Johnson again.
Yep. Looks like his second, maybe.
Yeah.
Joel looking for his first point tonight. And there it is. So Joel Adese is on the board, making it 33-20. And scoring has slowed it down. We're able to go to take Tyson Caffey and Braden Belt out of the game, and back in will come Reynolds and Dockery. Second free throw. Oh, no. 33-20. And we're at 2.5 to go in the half. First half seems to have flown by pretty quickly. And again, not a lot of free throws. Benedictine has committed only 3 team fouls in the first half. Here's a little running one-handed shot that misses. The rebound is going to be tipped out and hauled in by Preston. Reynolds flying it up the floor, jumps it over to the left side, and going up with a shot. We get a whistle, we get a foul, and 4 free throws for Adese. This is on Brandon Johnston, and, well, Brandon's in a little trouble now, right? Is that 3?
That is 3. Same thing happened last time I came down the court.
We'll have to see how long that coach keeps him out there. Free throw, no. Adese, 1.1 of 3 at the free throw line right now.
Yep, there he comes off the court.
Yeah. Shaking his head a little bit. Of course, have you ever had anybody come off the court and say, oh, I didn't do that? Yeah. Everyone says, I didn't do that. Jordan Jomet is back in at Union City, California. Second free throw was good. So Adese is 2-4 at the line, and it's 34-20 Benedictine. And 2 minutes to go in the half. Havlin with it on top. Ravens are going to go to the bench. Here's a shot for the top. It's a 3. Way outside, Jared Larson out of Park University. And Benedictine set to go to the bench. We get a whistle. We get a foul. This is on Havlin's Tremaine Banks. 1:46 to go in the opening half. And the Ravens are going to make a substitution after the first Ahmad Lewis free throw. Rolls in. No, this substitution is for Ahmad. So if he hits this shot, he will come out of the game. One more shot for Ahmad. Got it. So for Benedictine, Ahmad will check out of the game, and coming into the lineup is going to be the 5'8" junior from Leavenworth, Kansas, out of Barhillmount Academy, and Zach Schwinn in the game. 1:40 to go in the half. Here's Havlin down the floor, thinking about the long shot, then pull it back down. They'll feed it into the right block. No room. Back cross court. It comes. Square it up. 3 wide to the right side. Rebound. Tipped around. Pulled out by Schwinn underneath. He's got 2 defenders swarming him, and he gets fouled. Schwinn coming to the free throw line. With 1:20 to go in the opening half. Benedictine will be stepping to the line, and Zach will be there for 2. Because that will be team foul 10, so Benedictine has gone into the double bonus. Schwinn eyes it, and first one won't quite go in. 1 more shot coming up here. Back right-handed shooter. puts this one on its way, and it won't go in either. Here comes a rebound for Avila. Minute 15 to go in the half. Avila coming down the court with it, over to the right side, looking into the middle, not a lot of room there, brings it back to the 15-foot mark. No, rebounding it down, BC, and Ravens are going to throw it away. It's loose on the court, rolling around, out of bounds. Ravens are going to save it. A little miscommunication on the up-court play.
Jack Flynn came flying into the stands.
He was looking to save that ball for Benedictine. And now I'm going to try to mop that floor down. I think, did they hit the water or something down there?
Maybe.
Because they got towels and everything now down on the court trying to dry this up. A minute one to play in the half. Benedictine on the court. Preston Reynolds, he's going to be bringing it in play to Messiah Dockery. In the forecourt for Benedictine, you've got Jake Thompson, Zach Schwinn, and Joel Adise. So for Benedictine, no starters on the court right now. Here come the Raven. Messiah swings it over to the left side to Schwinn. Comes back out on top between the circles. Reynolds will have it to Schwinn. Dumps it over to Adise. Joel backs in once, twice, back off on top. Hits it to Thompson, into the corner. Messiah shot up, no good. Rebounding it back down. It's going to be Jared Larson, a Park University transfer into Avila. 25 seconds to go in the half. Avila with the basketball, trailing it by 13. They'll have it on top, dump it over now in front of the Benedictine bench. Jomet will take it there. And the look, the shot, it's three, it's good. Jared Larson. Ravens with the shot clock off down the court. 11. 10 seconds left in the half. Now 9. Messiah Dockery goes right side. Top side to DC. Here's Dockery with 2 seconds. With 1. The shot at the buzzer. Won't go in. It's halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you here in Manolan Gymnasium. Benedictine 36. Avila 26.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room. At 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Back with you here at the Nolan Gymnasium. It's halftime of tonight's Benedictine ball game, and Raven down in front, 36-26. Welcome back, everybody. Waiting for the halftime stats to arrive, and I suspect that they will be creating those and bringing them around shortly. I think they're going down into the locker rooms. And you just want to kind of recap that first half scoring?
Sure. Starting off with Benedictine College, Ahmad Lewis had 10 points along with Jaden Timmy. For 6 points, we had Braden Belt. 3 points, we had Jake Thompson and Messiah Stockery. And then for 2 points, we had Joel Adise. And then for Avila, we're starting off with Jalen Jenkins for 3 points along with Brandon Johnson and Jordan Gilmetti. For 6 points, we have Jared Larson. For 2 points, we have Emilio Elliott. And for 7 points, we have Tremaine Banks.
Foul troubles. Benedictine just doesn't have any. Committed 3 first half fouls, 1 each on 3 different players. However, for Avila, they do. Don't they have a guy in trouble?
Yeah, they have Brandon Johnson, who was a starter, in trouble with 3 fouls.
So we'll see how that goes. Hey, here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you. And look, we'll share a copy of this. There you go. Tell you what we're going to do, Joseph. We're going to sit here. We're going to analyze, dissect, completely study these first half stats. We will return. We'll share that information and those thoughts with you. And then, of course, we bring you to the second half of tonight's Benedictine Basketball Game Live. Vince Cummings Basketball on Kent Radio. Halftime at Ashes in Kansas. It's Benedictine 36, Avalon 26. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio, where he is prepared for you another delightful halftime.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you Benedictine Ravens basketball as they play host to Avila. We'll be returning to Tom and Izzy Couts courtside in just a few minutes. I did want to mention that coming up this Thursday, we will have Sports Look. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15, where Tom and Gus Couts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. That's Sports Look on Thursday night, immediately following the 5 o'clock news report. Friday will bring us to football as we will have high school football with Wetmore versus Cunningham. It promises to be a good game that has got a 6 p.m. kickoff this Friday. We will have high school football Wetmore versus Cunningham. Then on Saturday, it comes back to Benedictine College as we've got the Ravens on the road at Mid-American Nazarene University. 1 p.m. is the scheduled kickoff time. Of course, tune in a little bit early, right around 12:45, to get all of that pregame show. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Council with the scores as I have them.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it.
At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Taking a look at women's basketball, today Missouri Valley beat Hannibal LaGrange with a final score of Missouri Valley 89, Hannibal LaGrange 57. Baker women beat William Woods with a final score of Baker 67, William Woods 59. In men's basketball scores around the Heart of America Athletic Conference for tonight, we've got Culver Stockton with 10 minutes and 17 seconds left in the first, trailing Iowa Wesleyan with a score of Culver Stockton 9, Iowa Wesleyan 18. Briarcliff is beating Mount Mercy currently at halftime. The score is Briarcliff 46, Mount Mercy 28. And in the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got the Benedictine Ravens leading Avila with a halftime score of Ravens 36, Avila 26. I'll be back in just a moment.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday, Sunday, noon to 7.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Overcast skies tonight with a low of 59. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 75. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 62. Turning cooler Thursday and Friday with highs from the upper 30s to the upper 60s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 60 degrees in downtown Atchison. We've got a feels-like temperature of 58 out there with the wind out of the south-southeast at 12 miles per hour. The relative humidity is sitting at 87%. The dew point is 56 degrees Fahrenheit, and our barometric pressure is falling at 30.18 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Summer golf and weekend barbecuing will soon be behind us. With Raven football and fall upon us, it may be a great time to review your investment and retirement portfolio. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's healthy to prepare for the coming winter. If you're looking for a second opinion or a financial planning review, give them a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth Management, Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance offered through an Avantax-affiliated insurance agency.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Hey, welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium. The two teams are just coming out of their respective locker rooms and coming out of the court. As second half of tonight's men's college basketball game here on Care Radio is just moments away. Joseph, our producer and engineer in the studio, thank you very much. Excellent halftime work, as always. We appreciate you. Izzy to my left, Tom Couch with you here. And as we have kind of perused the official, this is not just like some random document. Right at the top, official box score. There's some things that kind of jump out at me, and one of the big ones is that, well, Benedictine shot well, okay? And we knew they did, and we felt like they very clearly really, really, really hot coming out of the gate, and it kind of cooled off a little bit. But when it's all said and done, Benedictine in the first half was 10 of 28 from the floor, hitting about 36%, 8 of 20 three-point shooting. That's 40%, a phenomenal number. Only 8 of 14 to the free throw line, 57%. Probably not quite what Coach Moody would like. On the other end of the court, you've got Avila, who is 9 of 32, 28% from the floor, 4 of 15 for 26% from 3, and 1 of 2. 2 free throws in the first half for Avila. And you can kind of see that coming again. Benedictine committing only 3 personal fouls in the first half. Avila committed 11.
I think that Bowles could be a very, like, strong player in this game.
In what way?
Well, you already have one of the starters in trouble with 3 fouls for Avila. And as you can tell, 8 of 14 free throws and only getting 1 point off of free throws if you're Avila, that's a big difference.
That's a big difference. That's 7 point differential. And when you're leading by 10, you know, that is a majority of your advantage is the differential at the free throw line. Let's see, assists. Avila has been credited with 4 assists. Benedictine has been credited with 7. 2 for Tyson Campion and 1 each for a handful of other guys. Rebounding. Ravens about rebounded Avila to the tune of 27-19. Benedictine with 8 offensive and 19 defensive first half rebounds. But if you're Avila, you got to be saying, you know what? We didn't shoot very well. We got a little foul trouble. They scored a 10 more free throw points than we did. And yet, you know, only down by 10. It doesn't take very long to make that up. In fact, Benedictine has led by as many as 17 in this game. And Avila has been able to cut that to 10 several times. So, you know, matter of fact, getting it to single digits, big psychological thing. I mean, it's just, like, important for Avila, if they're going to come back in this game, to be able to take this lead down soon and then continue to whittle away at it. For Benedictine, they'd love the second half to start the way the first half began. That said, we're set to go. The Ravens will be putting the ball in play to begin the second half, and we're underway here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Little give and go, and Timmy gets tackled from behind. And now the officials are, I think, conferring over there to make sure that they are crediting the correct player. And it is going to be on DJ Patia. So for Patia, it'll be foul number 1, team foul 1 of the second half. And Benedictine is going to throw the ball away, turn it over as they try to kick it out on top to Braden Pelt, but it gets away. Back will come Avila. Ravens will have their original starting 5. Ungashik, Lewis, Kimmy, Belt, and Kathy. Avila with the basketball. Here's a straightaway 3. It's up and good. And as quickly as that, Avila cutting into the Benedictine lead. DJ Padilla. And a Milwaukee Tech knocks that 3-pointer down. It is 36-29. 19-20 to go in the game. A long, long way. Pass comes out on top. Jaden Timmy has it. Back to the free throw line. Ahmad Lewis, if he's back to the rim, will get pushed and fouled. And see right away is the problem is Emilio Elliott, number 20, commits the foul. Here we are, 45 seconds into the second half, and Avila has already fouled twice. Ungershick will bring it in for Benedictine from their offensive baseline. Shot clock was reset to 20. Timmy with it on top. Beautiful backdoor pass, and the shot goes up, and that's another foul by Avila. And it's going to put Brayden Belt at the line.
That is three fouls within 1 minute.
Yep, and Octavian Williams will pick up his second foul. Free throw? No, Ravens just are struggling. I mean, free throw line has not been very good to him here tonight. One more shot coming up here for Benedictine. Again at the free throw line, BC 8 of 14. Now they're 8 of 15. Barely hitting half. They'll hit that one. 37-29. Avila coming up the floor with it. Benedictine stays with the player defense. Avila cross him from upper corner to lower corner. Now the drive into the lane. Little changing of hands and off a nice screen. The bucket is up and good. And Avila continues to trim the Raven lead. It's now 37-31. Little backdoor pass. Tyson. Here's a three. Timmy. Nope. And the long rebound. Pull down Avila. And now the Eagle Ants has the momentum. They've got the basketball, and they are within six. Over to the right side, whether they're going to come. 18-20 to play in the game. Avila goes baseline, shot block from behind. Jaden Timmy coming up with a block. 37-31. Here's the shot in the middle. Ungershek has a block and then tries to steal it back. And that was just a freshman mistake trying to get the ball back, and he will commit a foul for saying that it'll be foul number two for Benedictine, team foul one in the second half. Tyson Campy comes out of the ball game, and Joella Dice comes in for Benedictine. 2 minutes into the second half, 37-31. Ravens with the lead. Avila with the basketball. And right now, the early second half momentum belongs to them. Dante Simpson with it, slides around to the right side. Now cuts into the lane. Two-hand push pass comes off on top. Avila will launch a three way off the mark. Adise with a rebound, and BC will run it the other way. Baseball pass to the long end of the court, hauled in by Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad tries to go to the baseline, threading the needle of the pass, but Avila will steal it easily. Now into the forecourt. Avila comes out on top. 17 and a half to go in the game. And again, Avila down only six. They look to the outside and cut into the left. Now the ball's on the court and nicely taken away by Timmy. They'll get it to a DC. And then for some reason, Tremaine Banks just keeps pursuing and pursuing and will not just go to the other end of the court and then ultimately picks up a silly foul. And that's three. Tremaine Banks, the Missouri Valley College transfer. And Banks will be, no, Banks will stay in. Octavian Williams will come out. And Jordan Gilmette back into the game. 17 minutes to go in the contest, 37-31, Ravens in front. Top side is going to be Ahmad. They'll feed it over to the right block. Turning around, Timmy's left-hand shot up too soft. Rebounds it himself. Driving across all the way beneath the goal, and Ungershit goes little back door. Ball's going to be knocked away, and Ahmad can't handle it. And Benedictine with another turnover. Again, we've done that at Benedictine in the first half. Seven turnovers. So they've notched a couple of more here already in the second half. 37-31, Raven. 16 and a half to go. Neither team has put much on the board. In fact, is. How many points does BC have in the second half?
No, how many?
None.
Oh.
And now we've got another collision. You hear the groans from the crowd. And another Avila foul. This one is going to be on Brandon Johnson.
That is his fourth.
Brandon in a little trouble. We're going to have to pull up a chair. 16:26 left in the game. BC will walk it up the court. Here's Jake Thompson. Jake goes to the right side. Comes out on top, squaring away. The three from the top of the key, missing by Belt. And Benedictin has just gone cold. Ravens can't buy a bucket. 16 minutes to go. So the first 4 minutes plus of the second half, BC has not scored. Here's a shot. Rejected and easy off the rim. That's got Coach Sloan really upset. And now the Ravens are going to throw it away on the other end. Ahmad Lewis with an unforced throwaway. Into the right side. The shot off the rim. Nope. Rebound offensive. Ford. Nope. Rebound BC. This is letting them play a little bit. They're letting a little contact go. Letting them kind of get up and down. Here's the DC with it. Out on top, Timmy. It's going to be Thompson with it on the left side. Benedictson slowed it way down now. Come on. Thompson. Lewis. Shot clock at 8. Shot clock at 7. Here's a long 3. New. Ravens can't hit another shot. We are 5 minutes into the second half, and Benedictson has not scored. They are clinging yet to that 6-point lead. Good news for the Ravens is Avila's not scoring either until that 3. 3 by Jalen Dinkins. 37-34. That 17-point lead for Benedictson is a memory. As Coach Moody taking a timeout, he's going to try to fix this offense. We'll take a break. Joseph, 14:39 to go in the game. Ravens 37, Eagles 34.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison and Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
That might be what Benedict needs. A little more cowbell, because the offense has certainly struggled. And so far really has failed in the second half, as with 14:39 to go, almost 5.5 minutes into the second half, Benedict has not scored yet since intermission. Welcome back, everybody, to the Nolan Gym on the Benedict campus in Atchison, Kansas. Men's college basketball. Avila has made the very short trip up from Warnall Avenue. Where are they at? About a 90, no, they're past that. Probably about 110, something like that, maybe, in Warnell. Ravens coming out of the timeout. Let's see what Coach Moody has cooked up for this team as it comes into Jake Thompson. Back into the game has come Preston Reynolds. This is his first time in the second half. Ahmad Lewis with it on top. Ahmad will cut left, backs in, twist, turn, shot, block. Rebound is on the floor. Stolen back by Ahmad. Out on top. There's a 3. Nope. Rebound Avila. And the Ravens absolutely unable to score now. Quickly down the left side with it is going to be Gilmet. Kicks it off on top to Patilla. And over to Dante Simpson. Inside 14 minutes to go in the game. Shot clock is at 9. Avila with the basketball for the tie. There it is. From deep with the left side to back up by Padilla, and we are even at 37. 13:40 to go. Benedictine now scrambling to score. Probably feeling a little pressure. The turnaround shot, Adise forces it. No good. Rebound, Avila. Avila comes down the court, jumps it over to the right side, puts it into the hands of Jamet. Shot, good! Avila's in front. 39-37. And Benedictine has now gone 7 minutes of the second half without scoring. We'll have another foul on Avila, and Benedictine will be putting in a play from the near side. That is going to be foul. What is that, number two on Dante Simpson? I cannot hear the head shake.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Benedictine will bring it in, and they've got Messiah Stockery. For the Ravens and Coach Moody, it's got to be frustrating. You've got to try to find somebody who can score. So far, nobody's been able to in the second half. Here's a Adise. Gets it back off on top to Belt. Belt, look away, pass left side, Thompson. In the lane, little rainbow, nope, tipped up, batted, save for the Ravens, and the shot clock goes off. Here's a shot from the onside, nope. Rebounding it down is Avila. The shot clock was inadvertent. Now, coast-to-coast, running shot, other end, good for two more. Dante Simpson, 41-37, Avila by four, 12.5. Now the Ravens from underneath go up for the layup. It fails, but we have a foul. Is it going to be free throws? Yes.
That is Tremaine Banks is fourth, and he is a starter.
So you got two guys for Avila with four fouls, huh?
Yep.
Okay. And the free throw? There it is. The ice is broken with 12:29 to play.
That is after a 15-0 run for Avila.
Second one is up, and it is also good. And the Ravens are on the board. 41-39, Avila. 12:29 to go. And let's just set the Raven 5 as Timmy comes back into the game. So you got Jaden, Timmy, Preston Reynolds. You got Jonah Dese. Left side, you got Jake Thompson and work at the top. Besides Dockery. Ravens, is that 1-3-1?
Looks like it. All the way out to half court.
No, look, that's clearly 1-3-1 zone. Incredible. Pass over to the left side. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Jake Thompson. Preston Reynolds is the guy with the hard job here working the baseline in that zone. Going to bring it back in again. They'll feed it down to the baseline. Comes out on top, nearly lost out of bounds, but Avila's going to save it. They'll try to drive in. Here's a shot going up, and a Benedictine foul. It's going to be on Preston Reynolds. I've got him now for one. First foul for Preston. Two for Preston. Second foul in the second half by Benedictine. Around to the right side. The feedback underneath. Here's the three. Short. Long rebound. Saved by BC. Reynolds coming up with the basketball. And here come the Ravens. Baseline three. No. And a rebound knocked away. Out of bounds. Touch last by Joel Adise. 11:47 to go in the ballgame. Avila with the basketball. Or no, the Benedictine with the basketball. Avila leading him 41-39. Besides Dockery, looks to inbound it. Adise has it stripped out of his hands and it's going to go out of play right between the BC bench and the scorer's table, and the Ravens are going to be putting it in there, and once again it'll be Preston Reynolds to do the inbound. He'll bring it out near midcourt. Dockery will handle it with a left-hand dribble, alternating it now over to the right. Avila will stay with their player defense. Dockery comes off the screen, starts right. They'll push pass back behind him. Back in comes the Dockery. Beautiful move. Knifes in it. Now, Adise with a 3-second violation wipes away the shot. Back up with it will come Avila. So Avila has outscored Benedictine 15-2 here in the second half. This is low scoring now all of a sudden. Remember I said earlier maybe that was my fault for jinxing the thing that they were on a 100-point pace. Here's a baseline rainbow three. Yes. Dropping it in from outside. DJ Patia. 44-39. Barges lead to the ballgame for Avila as we are inside 11 minutes to play. Here's Timmy. The defender reaches in. A jump ball call. Jimmy trying to back in, and the defender just comes from the front side, the side further from the goal, and just takes it away. Here comes Avila back. They're running, again, a little crossing pattern. Now fully overload the left side of the floor. And as the ball goes to the baseline, a little bumping, a little pushing, and foul is going to be whistled on Benedict and Tyson Cathy, who's just come back in. Tyson picking up his second foul. Avila with the back on top. They'll have it in front of the Avila bench. Jump shot in and out. Rebound. Pull down Preston Reynolds. Here comes the Raven. BC's got to find a way to score some points here. Trailing now by five. Underneath, Timmy has it stripped out of his hands. It's running around on the floor, and it's going to go out of bounds. And they're going to say it's off Avila. No, it's off Benedict, and that's what it looked like. It's going to be off Tyson Cathy. 44-39 Eagles. Is. It's got to be tough for Raven to have started off so hot. I couldn't miss anything, and now be so cold, can't hit anything. Here's your three. Rebound, BC.
They're still playing extremely fast. This just feels more panicked.
They like fast. The feed in the middle, Tyson. Hook shot, missed it. And a rebound on the floor. Fisher's going to walk up. We're going to get a Benedictine timeout. Here we go. Nope, we're getting the media timeout. Wow, we're already under 10 minutes to play. 9:51 to go in the game. Taking a break, Joseph. It is Avila 44, Benedictine 39.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Happy to have you back with us in the Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine campus in Atchison, Kansas. In a media timeout here with 9:51 to go in the game, 44-39, Avila in front. But I tell you what, the Eagles have been improving all game. Sophomore transfer, DJ Padilla, and we keep talking about him. He leads the Eagles in scoring through their first couple of games, averaging 11 points a game. What's he got right now, do you know? Eight?
Mm-hmm.
So, DJ Padilla, averaging 11, hitting 70% from the floor, pulls in 8.5 rebounds a game. You've also got Jermaine Banks, Adam Barbieri, and Dylan Holloman, averaging 8 a game. Here's a shot up for Benedictine, and it will not go in. But the Ravens are going to come down with a rebound on the miss by Tyson Cathy. Here's a shot for three. How about that? Ravens from the outside at Braden Belt. Braden Belt has all of Benedictine scoring in the second half.
Whoa.
He's got all five. 44-42. Avila goes right side, all the way to the baseline, and do they step on the sideline? Apparently no. Here comes BC with the steal. Kick out on top, feed to the baseline left. Three more. Braden Belt. And now an Avila timeout. Avila taking a time. We're at 9:20 to go in the game. Ravens 45, Eagles 44.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Benedictine looking for help and found it in the person of Braden Bell. Braden, the 6'1" junior from Andover Central High School in Andover, Kansas, has scored all the Ravens' second half points. 9 minutes to go in the ball game, and he's got 8, and the Ravens have scored only 8 in the second half. But that has allowed them to come from behind and retake a slim 1-point lead. Out of the court for Benedictine, I've got Tyson Cathy and Ahmad Lewis. Jaden Timmy. Out on top, Sam Ungashik. And rounding it out, Ahmad Lewis. Here's a 15-foot jump shot. No good. Offensive rebound. Blocked. And we're going to have a foul called on Cathy? No. We're going to have a foul called on Ungashik. And if so, that's Sam's third. So 3 fouls tonight for Sam and a couple of free throws, the first of which is up and good for Emilio Elliott. Rock Valley Community College. No idea where that's at. Second free throw is very short. And Benedictine rebounds it back down, and we're starting over here, guys. It's a 45-45 ball game and 8:53 to play. The 3 for Ahmad. Boom. That is the old Scotty Wedman Raptor Duster shot. Ahmad Lewis. That is his 15th point of the game. 48-45 Benedictine. Havlett takes it down the right side of the lane. Mishandles it for a moment. Able to pick it back up. Dribble it off on top. The way up high. 6-5 on a shot clock. The kick right, the 3 up, well off, rebounding it down, BC. Here come the Ravens. Ungashik into the fourth court. Sam underneath to Timmy. Double team has it stripped away from him. Ravens are going to turn it over. 8 minutes to play in the game. Avila kicks it right, and a blocking foul on Timmy. Official will walk up and let us know. That's going to be the first foul of the night for Jaden, I think.
Yeah, I believe that's right.
Yeah, that's what I've got. Official mops the floor down for a moment, and Abel's going to bring it in 24 on the shot clock. Back and in, shot up the window, no good. Tyson Cathy clears it down. And again, Sam up court with it. Ravens on offense, leading a by 3 with 7:40 left. This has been quite a crazy game. We can get Coach Moody, and he's always so good about coming to post-game. He's going to have, I guarantee you, some interesting observations about this one. Out on top, Timmy goes 3 wide left. Rebound, nicely done. Tyson gets it to Timmy. Two-handed layup. Jade and Timmy. 50-45 Benedictine. 7:14 left. Havla has it knocked away. And Tyson did a great job coming up with a steal, but had a foot on the near sideline. And kind of entertaining because Coach Sloan was right there to point that out. He's pointing for it. He said, look, his foot is over. Ravens are going to put Jake Thompson back in. Ungashik is out. Sam Ungashik, starting for this team as they won, has not scored tonight. Jake Thompson, very good shooter, has 3 on 1 3-point successful shot. Here comes Avila. 7 minutes left. They'll cut right, goes to the right side of the lane. The finger roll, nicely done. 2 more. For Dinkins. and it is 50-47 BC. And a shot from the outside, and it's up and good for three. Way outside, and shot by Ahmad Lewis, and he has been spectacular tonight. And we're going to get an hour of timeout. We'll take a break with them. 6:34 to go in the game. Ravens 53, Avila 47.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Back with you here at the NOLA Gymnasium. The officials coming over to the Penedictine huddle and trying to hurry them up a little bit as Avila has already come back out on the floor. But is, I don't know, it feels to me like this game is moving pretty fast, isn't it? 6.5 minutes left in the game. Shot from the outside is up, no good. Rebounding it down to Joel Adise. Ravens on offense. And look at them spread the score now. You got a player in each of the two bottom corners, and now BC is going to throw it away. Belt mishandles it a little bit. Avila comes up with the steal. The ball just rolling across the top of the key, and they'll come back up to four. 6 minutes left. They'll bounce it around to the left side. Now throw it away in the corner. Back into the game is going to come Emilio Elliott. Emilio comes in, and DJ Patia will check out. 53-47 Ravens. Walking up the floor, Jake Thompson. See, again, BC's got, look at this, kind of a four-corner offense here. Deep in the baseline right is Ahmad, and on the baseline left, you've got Belt. Now, Timmy will flash to the top from the middle, get it to the free throw line. Ravens will kick it to the outside of the block, push off on top, taking his eyes off the ball, and Belt will turn it over for BC. As he was looking somewhere else. The ball comes out, and he just did not watch it all the way into his hand. I think he was looking for where he was going to go next. 5:25 to play. A really high-scoring game that we started with is absolutely gone. Here's a hook shot. Good for two in the middle. That is Jordan Chalmette. 7 points for Jordan. 53-49. And we're going to get another timeout. This one by Benedictine. Joseph, I know we're wearing you out, but it's a thriller here in Atchison. 5:10 to go in the game. Benedictine 53, Avila 49.
Farming. It's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Basketball on Care Radio this evening, and glad to have you with us. 53-49, the Ravens in front. Again, after tonight's game, Benedictine packs up the bus and throws their knapsack over their shoulder, and they are going to be gone from this gymnasium for weeks. So that's why, again, the crowd tonight really having a good time, and all the guys down in the pit end, I'm looking across them, and I don't think that's like football guys. I'm not sure, but where they are, they're having a good time and doing a great job cheering on this BC basketball team. Ravens put it in. Backdoor Timmy for two! Jaden Timmy his first point of the second half, making it 55-49, 4:50 to go. This is, again, where in low-scoring games that a BC foul is going to put Avila at the line. This is where in low-scoring games, every possession, every shot, critically important. The foul is going to be on Ungashek, and Sam's a little trouble there. That'll be his fourth foul. It is not a shooting violation, as it'll be the Ravens' team foul sixth. Ooh, Father Ryan with a nice rebound down there. Well done. He took it away from athletic director Charlie Gartenmeyer, who I think was just about ready to dive for that thing, but Father Ryan got there ahead of him.
I could see a cat fight breaking out.
I can see it. Those two guys are competitive. Here's a shot from the top and three. For Avila, from the top, that is Tremaine Banks, and it's 55-52. Still 4:20 to go. Ungashek over to the left side. Timmy, and again, the Ravens go to those corners on this offense. The kick comes out on top to Belt. Here's Ahmad, three. Rebound. Oh, it's Issa. The follow three. Boom! Braden Belt. What a nice shot, and Braden Belt has been a difference maker in the second half. Avila down the floor. The ball is going to be snapped out of the hands of Joe Matt. They'll go back, retrieve it, bring a pack out on top. Shot clock at five, and we'll have an offensive foul.
Is that his fifth?
I think it is, because he just spins and walks to the side. That is the fifth foul by Tremaine Banks, the Mo Valley transfer, and he will foul out of the game with 3:32 to go. Ravens into the forecourt with it now. Benedictine by a half a dozen. At 58-52. Baseline runner up. Got the shooter's roll. Braden Belt again. 60-52. 3:10 to go. So in the second half, Benedictine has 24 points. 36, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 of those 24. Is that right? Belonged to Belt. Incredible. They'll skip pass to the right side. Interior position. Now they'll kick it out for three. That misses. Rebound to Belt. Here comes Benedictine. Braden Belt. A breakout game for him. Here tonight at Andover Central. A 6'1 junior guard. 2.5 minutes to go. BC with the ball. Comes out on top. Shot clock is now at single digits. Belt kicks it over to Timmy. He'll launch. He'll hit for three. Jaden Timmy. And the Ravens go back to a double-digit lead. Wow. Up 11. And we'll get an arrow to T.O. The break, 2:14 to go in the game. Benedictine, 63. Avila, 52.
Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Minutes and 14 seconds left in the ball game. Benedictine, who led early, as many as 17, found themselves trailing in the second half by 5, and now have surged ahead again to a 63-52 lead. upcoming calendar here on Care Radio. We've got a day off tomorrow, Thursday night. It's going to be Sports Look. And then, of course, it's going to be Benedictine football Saturday afternoon from Olathe, Kansas. Game 11, final regular season, game of 2022. Benedictine taking a 9-1 record on the road at Mid-America. And now the ball's going to be slapped away and stolen. Here comes Preston Reynolds with it. And now we got a player for Avila who's dinged up, and we're going to take a little timeout. Taking a break, Joseph, 2:06 to go in the game. Ravens 63, Avila 52.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Welcome back to the Nolan. Player for Avila. A little assistance from a couple of teammates. Exits the floor. Turning staff taking a look at him. And as Benedict can put the ball in play, just about that quickly, they turn it over. Avila coming back up court. But now time is a problem. And if Avila is going to come from behind, they're going to have to score a lot and soon like this in that back door. And the Ravens foul. And by fouling, you allow Avila to score with no time coming off the clock, and if you're able to, that is perfect. The foul is going to be on Braden Bell. And the free throw is good. Dropping that in there, Brandon Johnson. Johnson not having a big game. What is that, 4 or 5 points maybe for him, feels like?
Yeah, 4 points.
Four? One more shot coming for him. Up, perfect. 63-54. But again, only a minute 39 left. Ravens have got Adise and Timmy. They've got Ahmad Lewis, and Ungashik is back in, rounding it out his belt. So for Benedictine, you've got four of the starting five out there. Ravens are going to spread it completely out to the four-corner offense now with a minute 20 to go. Over to the left side, Belt. He's hot. That one won't go. And a rebound swept away by Octavian Williams. Minute 10 to play. Apple goes left wing, back off on top. Padilla, that one. Wow, what a shot. DJ Padilla hits the bucket, timeout Avila, taking one more with 65 seconds left. Ravens 63, Eagles 57.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
.105 to go in the ball game. Benedictine leading at 63-57. Coming up next for the Ravens, you were asking, you're saying, well, they're away. Well, what do they got? Well, they got games at McPherson, okay, at the McPherson Classic, where they were going to be playing Bethel and then McPherson this upcoming weekend. And then they're going to go to Briarcliff on the 19th and at Mount Mercy to start the conference on the 26th before coming back here the 30th with Baker. Ravens coming up court with the basketball. It's going to be batted away. Seuss on the court and saved. Avila coming up the floor. 55 seconds left. Coast to coast. Running shot. Off the window. No. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Belt. Three defenders around him converge, and one of them commits the foul. Foul is going to be on Octavian Williams. Octavian, it says on the roster, is out of Wichita, Kansas. I do not know which Wichita high school he attended. They just have on here that he came from the Redwoods Community College. Belt back at the free throw line. 2-2 from there tonight, but he does not hit that one. One more shot coming up for Braden. We're going to see Reynolds and also Kathy back in for Benedictine. 46 seconds left. This is probably kind of an offense defense switcheroo here. Second free throw. Yeah! Now Ungashik will come out and back in besides Dockery. 40 seconds of play in the game. The ball's batted away, and that was over and back. There you go. And again, Benedict can see the offense defense switch the coach is making. So, going back to the offensive side, you got Adise and Belt, Ungashik. I've got Lewis and Timmy. 37 seconds to go in the game. I'm looking around the crowd. I'm seeing some yawns going on. People are not used to the new standard time that we get a foul before the ball comes in play. This foul is going to be on to Jordan Gilmette. The only thing, what, is that maybe three?
Two.
The free throw. Jaden Timmy up and in. Jaden now at 16 points tonight. Second free throw is not good. But we've got a lane violation, so he's going to get a reprieve to get that shot over. 16 points, okay, that's a great game, but Braden Belt at 20 for Benedictine tonight. Second free throw, yeah. So Timmy makes the opportunity count, and it is 67-57. 37 seconds left, and Avila will turn it over. Now, this is a matter of just, you know, trying to save some clock, getting a little cute. They let that ball roll all the way to midcourt, and then reaching down to pick it up, just kind of bumped it a little bit and rolled out of bounds. No Benedictine player touched it. It took hardly any time off the clock, but went right out of bounds. And the Ravens are going to be putting it back in play. Shot clock, game clock, 5 seconds apart, and BC's just going to hold her up here. Ravens spread the floor. Avila's going to probably just exit the court. And that's going to bring it down to 5 and 4 and 3. And Avila will be putting it in play. And there you're going to have your final score tonight. The Benedictine Ravens, 66. Avila 57. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Baits, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's
913-367-2650. Crown beginning to make its way to the exits, but is it anyone? It was an exciting ball game. It's Benedictine. Thrilled the crowd early in the game. I mean, people were standing and screaming and yelling as everything Benedictine threw in the air went in the basket. And then after the half, it didn't happen anymore. It got changed pretty fast. Want to read the scores? You want me to do it?
I can get it.
You got it. It's on you.
Okay, starting off with our guest, Avalo University.
That was a nice touch, our guest. I like that.
I know. I'm pretty proud of it.
Well done.
Our highest scorer tonight was Tremaine Banks with 13 points, closely followed by DJ Pitya with 11 points. With 7 points, we had Jordan Gilmet. With 8 points, we had Jalen Jenkins. 6 points, we had Jared Larson. 4 points, we had Dante Simpson. 5 points, we had Brandon Johnson. And then for 3 points, we had Emilio Elliott. Moving on to Benedictine, starting off with our highest scorer with 20 points, Braden Belt, followed with 18 points by Ahmad Lewis, 17 for Jaden Timmy, 3 points for both Jake Thompson and Messiah Stockery, and then 2 points for Joel Adise.
We're going to stick around a little bit, hoping to get an opportunity to have our post-game chat with Coach Moody. He's got the guys in the locker room now, I'm sure. Kind of give him an update and some early kind of thoughts about the game and some immediate reflections. There will be more reflections as things go on. And so somebody's going to do that. For Avila, their record will go down to 1-2. And I'm going to tell you what, this Avila team is just not bad. I mean, they got up and down the court, and I thought, oh, awesomeness, thank you. I thought they were really, really quite good. Let's look here at the official box score, final statistics, and Avila warmed up a little bit. They got to 35% for the ball game at 21-59. Benedictine ended up 19-52. From the outside is where the Ravens were able to shine a little bit. 11-29 from the outside for Avila Benedictine, 14-34. So the Ravens ended up shooting about 37% from outside. No, let's fix it. 37% total field goal numbers, 41% from outside. And at the free throw line for Benedictine, 14-23. Isabel, you were talking about earlier the difference in the ball game, you know, all of those free throws.
Yeah.
Check this. In the game, Avila was 4 of 6.
14 of 23 for the Ravens.
Yeah, so 14 of 23. So you outscore your opponent by 10 at the free throw line. You win the game by 9.
It's a massive difference.
So there you go. I mean, that is the entire difference in the game. Because otherwise, percentages were nearly identical. Again, shooting the ball, you know, 35% or 36%. They're within a percent there. 3-point percentages. Benedictine had just a very small lead. And even though the Ravens' free throw shooting was not good, okay, 60%, 14-23. But with so many free throws taken, Avila 6, Benedictine 23 free throw opportunities. And the problem was Avila commits 22 fouls tonight. That is just a load of fouls, including having one guy foul out of the ball game. and that was Tremaine Banks who fouled out, and he was, he was like their leader. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so you lose, not only did he foul out, but on his way to fouling out, you know, he was like on the bench a lot. They couldn't get him out there because he was going to foul out, so they had him waiting around and, you know, got in a little trouble, and it cost him. So there you have that. The Lady Ravens this weekend, of course, are going to be right back here for their classic. So you might consider popping up and enjoying those games Friday night. They will have Sterling, I think, right? And then another game on Saturday. And, of course, Dustin and I will be with you from Olathe, Kansas, for Benedictine football Saturday afternoon as the Ravens are going to be at home or at Olathe. Ravens are going to have Mid-America in Olathe Saturday. Carried a pregame at about 12:30 and a 1 o'clock tip-off Saturday afternoon for Benedictine. Thursday night. Tomorrow we got nothing on the schedule, so a little bit of an open date. Thursday, of course, it'll be your weekly edition of Sports Look here on Care Radio. Yeah, you can retrieve that. We're going to work on getting that Wi-Fi thing figured out here, too, sooner than later.
Hopefully. It's hurting my brain.
Yeah, all that pencil work and all that math. It's good for you. And those mental, you know, problems like that.
I personally think we should just keep it in school.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to think about that. But we're going to, like I say, I'm hoping to get a chance. Coach always likes to get an opportunity to share some post-game thoughts. And he's in the locker room for a bit, so I'm sure he must have quite a bit to share with the guys here this evening. See if there's any other things that we need to be covering, you know, while we are here. There's, on the family stations, there's going to be some high school playoff football this weekend. So you can rotate over to mscsports.net and check out the schedule for those teams and those games and the format that they're going to be on. And trying to think of any other things that we need to, should get covered here. Can't imagine what it is. Leave those out for me for just a second. And okay, I guess the coach is just probably tied up. Sounds like it must be some important convos. And that said, we probably might just as well call it an evening. We want to thank you for having joined us here because, oh, wait, coming out now. Here we come. He's headed up this way. So we will get a chance to visit with Coach. chat a little bit about how it's all gone down tonight. Coach, welcome.
You got Izzy up here doing this now?
I tell you what, she was down here going, now, if Coach would, you know, go to the 3-2 instead that player defense, that matchup zone, and, you know, she's got a great basketball mind.
I love it. Anytime she wants to give me pointers, I'll take it.
Well, congratulations on this one tonight, Coach. Wasn't easy, but it's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have many complaints. I mean, we need this team. Now, I say this, I mean, we'd sure like to blow everybody out, but, like, being in close games and being in tough games like the last two were, we need that. This group needs to learn how tough you have to be, how good you have to be, and I think we took a step forward from Saturday. I thought our guys did a really good job of responding. I mean, we came out on fire and aggressive, and then I think Coach Pierce said we went 16 minutes without an actual field goal, you know, and from first half to second half, which that's kind of what it felt like, that we did not score for a long time, that wasn't a free throw. And they came back, you know. So when that happens, I'll tell you, I've been around a lot of teams, and I've watched a lot of basketball in my life. If you don't score for 16 minutes and the other team makes a run and goes up six, a lot of the time that game's over.
Yeah.
And, you know, we called a timeout. We tried to settle them down and fire them up at the same time, and they came out and got aggressive and banged their way back into that game. And I'm really proud of them because, I mean, this group needs to learn how to do that. This group needs to learn how to, you know, battle through tough times and adversity, and they showed it in this game. So hats off to Avila. I mean, they make it hard, man. We made two field goals, two two-point field goals in the first half. Two. You know, and still had the lead. But they just don't let you score at the rim. I mean, they'll send three guys at the ball. So you're going to have to make some threes to beat them. And we shot 14 in tonight, you know. And, I mean, clearly a glaring thing for us is free throws right now. And, you know, we have to find a way to get better at that, which is just reps and mentally being positive. But I think we'll figure it out. I think this is a great learning game for us.
You talk about Avila not giving you anything at the rim, but at what cost? Well, at cost of committing a lot of fouls and giving you some opportunities.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they play physical and they get after you. You know, we did get to the line 34 times. No, I'm sorry. We took 34 threes tonight and we got to the line 23 times. They got their six.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the game we played on Saturday in reverse. You know, Southwestern got to the line over 20 times and we got their eight, I think. So, you know, you got to stay aggressive. You have to, you know, if we make free throws tonight, this thing is not as close as it was, right? But, I think we're just, like I've said before, I sound like a broken record, but I just told them if we just keep getting a little better every day with the parts on this team, we have a chance. You know, I mean, you hold somebody, I don't care who it is, but when you can hold somebody to 57 points and only put them to the line six times, you're defending. You're really defending, and you're rebounding. We won the rebounding war 49-28 tonight, you know, and I think we're starting to figure some things out. It's early, but we're starting.
Coach, you jumped up to my note number five.
Sorry.
Gave up only 57 points. Yeah,
yeah.
Fantastic. I mean, and it didn't start off that way. I mean, it started off everybody was scoring. King Timmy was crazy hot. I mean, and he has really stepped up. You got some leader. You needed leadership on a team, and you could see right out there from the gate here tonight. He was the guy. Everybody was looking at him.
Yep, I agree. Him. I mean, all three of those guys, Ahmad, Braden, Temi, man, they started out on gangbusters and then actually finished gangbusters. You know, I mean, they might have gone into a little lull there in the middle, but they finished gangbusters and we continued to guard and continued to keep them out of the paint. But, yeah, I mean, this team can guard. You know, I will say you definitely want offense to come easier, right? I mean, you can defend and have a little bit better offense, and I think that's where we're at, because I don't know that we're going to be able to survive, you know, holding people under 60 all season long, but we'll take it. You know, we're not going to complain. I told them to enjoy it. We have two really tough games this weekend on the road. We haven't been on the road yet, so that'll be another test for this young team. But what about the crowd? Maybe you're going to get there, but like,
no, Izzy was not going crazy about it. She was like, this crowd is fantastic.
This is fantastic. And I don't know if anybody that was in here is listening, but thank you. Cause I mean, there were so many, it was incredible. And I told the guys, I don't know. I think there's a reason. And I think the reason is we have good guys in our program and they're fun to watch because they play so hard and they do the right things. Ball's on the floor, they dive on the floor. You know, I mean, a guy falls down, they pick their teammate up. You know, they're playing with emotion. They're celebrating when they make a good play. Like, people like to watch that kind of basketball. People like to watch teams sit down and guard and share the ball and run. And that's what this team does. So it doesn't necessarily surprise me that we have that many people in here this early. But, man, if we could string it together and be good, this thing, you might have to get here pretty early to get in the building later in the season.
Here's the thing about this crowd. Well, we're giving them props. This is not just a crowd of a lot of people. This is a very knowledgeable crowd.
Yeah.
And you could tell they knew what was going on. They were doing the right things at the appropriate times. I mean, they were into the game and understood what was going on.
Totally agree. They were dialed in. They were loud. That student, you know, we had people in the pit. We had students all over on the other side and then our parents and everybody over here. So, yeah, I mean, I love it. You know, we're not home for a while. So hopefully they remember we're still playing when we come back. But we'll be back, and I'm hoping that crowd stays the same.
Yeah, you got it. You go to what, McPherson for a couple, and then next thing you know, it's four games later.
We go to McPherson this weekend for two. The next three Fridays, we get on a bus to play a game on Saturdays, right? So we're going to McPherson. We actually play Friday. We'll stay. We play Saturday. Next week, we get on a bus and drive to Briarcliff in Sioux City, who's very, very good. Beat William Penn last week. And then we get on a bus and go to Mount Mercy the day after Thanksgiving. And then finally we're home after Thanksgiving. So it does give us a little practice time, a little rest time for some of these guys that are playing a lot in between some of these. But, you know, I'm ready to go on the road. I mean, like, you got to test yourself there too. So let's go out and see what happens.
Coach, you got a fun bunch to take on the road. We're looking forward to seeing how it all goes, man.
Yeah.
Congratulations. That was a fun one tonight.
Yeah, it was a fun one. Thanks, Tom, for calling it. And I guess we'll see you in a couple weeks. Let's go Raven football, man. Let's go win one more and then get into the national championship tournament and let's go win it. Huh?
We'll go down to Olathe Saturday and watch him take care of business right there.
Yeah, that'd be good. So thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
You got it,
all
Coach.
Right.
Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys after an exciting win tonight. They got a big lead, but came from behind when it was all said and done and secured a W to go to 2-1 on the season. That'll do it. Thanks for having joined us. Till we greet you next time for Joseph, producing and engineering back at the Care Sports Studio for Izzy with me up here. Ravens win it tonight over Avila. Tom Kass, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.